This is the Sakar Murli of 20th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, have a lot of interest in earning an income. An income is earned through this study. Question: what is it that brings happiness but becomes an obstacle when there isn't this knowledge? Answer: to have visions is a matter of great happiness, but if you don't have the knowledge accurately, you become even more confused. For instance, if someone has a vision of the Father, he sees the form of a point. What would he understand by that? He would become even more confused. This is why there is no benefit in having visions when you don't have this knowledge. There are even more of Maya's obstacles in that. Many have wrong intoxication by having visions. Song: I have come having awakened my fortune. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. The new ones heard it, and the old ones also heard it. Kumars also heard that this is a school. One type of fortune or other is created in a school. There are all varieties of fortune there. Some make their fortune of becoming a surgeon, and others make their fortune of becoming a barrister. One's fortune is said to be one's aim and objective. What would you study at a school other than how to make your fortune? Here you children know that you have come having created your fortune. You have come here to claim your fortune of the kingdom of the new world. This Raja Yoga is for the new world. Theirs is for the old world. They become surgeons, barristers or engineers, etc., of the old world. There is now very little time of this old world left to become that. They will all be destroyed. That fortune is for this land of death, that is, it is for this birth. This study of yours is for that new world. You have come here to make your fortune for a new world. You will receive your fortune of the kingdom in that new world. Who is teaching you? The unlimited Father, from whom you have to claim your inheritance. When someone receives an inheritance from a doctor, of becoming a doctor, that is an inheritance for this birth. People receive an inheritance from their father, and also inheritance comes from their studies. Then, when they grow old, they go to their guru. What do they want? They say, give us teachings to go to the land of peace. Grant us salvation. Take us away from here to the land of peace. They receive an inheritance from their father, and also one from their teacher for this birth, but they don't receive anything from a guru. They study with a teacher and receive a small inheritance. They would become teachers, sewing teachers, because they need to earn an income. Even though they have their father's inheritance, they study to earn their income. There is no income earned from a guru. Yes, some study the Gita, etc. very well, and then give lectures, etc. based on that. All of that is for temporary happiness. You are now in this land of death for a short while longer. This old world is to be destroyed. You understand that you have come here to make your fortune for a new world. This old world is to be destroyed. Your property and your father's property will be burnt. You will become penniless. The income you now need is for that new world. people of this old world are unable to help you earn that. It is Shiv Baba who enables you to earn an income for that new world. You have come here to make your fortune for that new world. That father is your father, your teacher, and your guru. He comes at the confluence age. He teaches you how to earn an income for the future. There are now only a few more days of this old world left. People of the world don't know this. They ask, when will a world come? There are many who say that these people are just telling lies. The father says, that new world is being established. A child would say that these are lies. You children understand that that one is your father, teacher and Satguru for that new world. The father comes to take you to the land of peace and the land of happiness. When someone is not making his fortune, it means he hasn't understood anything. In the same home, the wife would be studying this study, but the husband wouldn't. Or the children would be studying this study, but their parents wouldn't. This continues to happen all the time. In the beginning, many whole families came. However, when the storms of Maya came, those who were amazed on hearing this knowledge, those who related it to others, then left the father. It is remembered, those who are amazed on hearing this knowledge will belong to the father. They will study this and then, it is the wonder of the drama. The father himself says, it is a wonder of the drama and of Maya. This is an aspect of the drama. Husband and wife divorce one another, and children can divorce their father. It is not like that here. You cannot divorce anyone here. The father has come to make you children earn a true income. The father does not put anyone into a pit. The father is the purifier, the merciful one. The father comes and liberates you from sorrow. He also becomes your guide and takes you back with him. A physical guru doesn't say that he will take you back with him. Have you ever seen or heard this from a guru? You can ask those gurus. You have so many followers. When you leave your body, will you take your followers with you too? None of them would say that he will take his followers with him. That is not possible. No one would say that he can take everyone to the land of Nirvana or the land of liberation. No one could even ask such a question as, will you take us with you? In that scripture, there are the versions of God. I will take all of you back. Everyone goes back like a swarm of mosquitoes. There are few human beings in the Golden Age, whereas there are many human beings in the Iron Age. Souls will shed their bodies, settle their karmic accounts, and return home. They definitely have to race back. So many people cannot stay here. You children understand very clearly that you now have to return home. You have to shed your bodies. When you die, the world is dead for you. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to shed your old bodies. This world is also old. When you are sitting in an old house and a new house is being built, you understand that a new house is being built for you. Your intellect would go to the new house. Make this in this house. Do this here. all attachment is broken away from the old house, and your connection is with the new one. That is a limited aspect, whereas this aspect is of the unlimited world. You have to break your attachment away from this old world and connect yourself to that new world. You know that this old world is to be destroyed. That new world is heaven. We will claim a royal status there. The more you stay in yoga, the more of this knowledge you will be able to imbibe and explain to others, and the more your mercury of happiness will rise. This is a very important examination. We are receiving the inheritance of heaven for 21 births. It is good to become wealthy, is it not? If you receive a long lifespan, that is good, is it not? If you remember the world cycle and make others similar to yourselves, you will benefit to that extent. If you want to become kings, you also have to create your subjects. So many come to the exhibitions. All of them will continue to become subjects. This imperishable knowledge is never destroyed. It enters your intellects that you have to become pure and become the masters of that pure world. If you make a lot of effort, you can claim a high status among the subjects. Otherwise, you will become lower class subjects. Everything is number wise. The kingdom of Rama is being established, and the kingdom of Ravan will then be destroyed. In the golden age, there will only be deities. Baba has explained, by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you will become the masters of that Satopradhan world. All the subjects and the kings are masters. Even the subjects say, our Bharat is the most elevated. Bharat really was the highest. It is not that now. It definitely was that. It has now become impoverished. Ancient Bharat was the wealthiest of all. You know that we people of Bharat really did belong to the most elevated deity clan. No one else can be called deities. You daughters study this, and you then have to explain to others. You have to explain to human beings. You also have pictures with which you can show people how they, Lakshmi and Narayan, claimed their status. You can show them everything in precise detail, giving the exact time and date. They are once again claiming their status from Shiv Baba. Their images also exist. Shiva is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, by having the power of yoga, you receive your inheritance of 21 births through Brahma. You can become the Sun Dynasty deities, the masters of the land of Vishnu. Shiv Baba is giving you this inheritance through Dada, elder brother, Brahma. This one's soul hears everything first. It is the soul that imbibes everything. This is the main thing. They show an image of Shiva. That image is of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are the deities of the subtle region. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to exist here. There are many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, children of Prajapita Brahma. Unless you become the children of Prajapita Brahma and become Brahmins, how can you receive your inheritance from Shiv Baba? This cannot be a physical creation. The mouth-born creation is remembered. You say that you are the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma. They are followers of gurus. Here you call that one the father, the teacher and the Satguru. You don't call this one that. There is incorporeal Shiv Baba. He is also the ocean of knowledge. He gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. The incorporeal one is also the teacher, and he gives you this knowledge through the corporeal one. It is the soul that speaks. The soul says, "Don't hurt my body." When souls become unhappy, they are given an explanation. Destruction lies just ahead, and the Parlokic Father comes at the end to take everyone back home. Everything that exists is going to be destroyed. This is called a land of death. Heaven exists here on this earth. The Dilwala temple has been built. They are shown on the ground doing tapasya, and heaven is shown above them. Where else would they show it? They have shown images of the deities up above. They too would exist here. You need to explain with tact. You should go to the temples and explain to them. This is the memorial of Shiv Baba who is teaching us. In fact, Shiva is just a point. But how can a point be worshipped? How can flowers be offered to that? This is why they have given him a huge form. He isn't that big. It is remembered that a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. It is extremely subtle, just a point. If it were something big, scientists would very quickly be able to catch it. He is not as bright as a thousand suns either, nothing like that. Some devotees who come here say, "We can only see this face." Baba understands that they haven't received the full introduction of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Their fortune hasn't opened yet. Until they know the Father, they won't know that a soul is a point, and that Shiv Baba is also a point, and that they have to remember him. Only when they understand this and remember him can their sins be absolved. However, when they say, "I can see him, I see him like this," that is said to be an obstacle of Maya. You are now happy that you have found the Father. The Father says, when they have a vision of Krishna, they dance, etc., with a lot of happiness, but no one receives salvation through that. They have visions just by chance. If you don't study well, you join the subjects. One should receive benefit by having visions. People on the path of devotion have visions when they have made a lot of effort. Here they have visions by making just a little effort, but there is no benefit in that. They will go and become ordinary subjects, etc., in the land of Krishna. You children now understand that it is Shiv Baba who is giving you this knowledge. The Father's orders are definitely become pure. However, some are unable to remain pure. Sometimes even impure ones come here secretly. They only cause themselves a loss. They deceive themselves. There is no question of deceiving the Father. Are you going to receive wealth by deceiving the Father? What will your condition be if you don't follow Shiv Baba's Srimat accurately? It will be understood that it is not in your fortune. If you don't study but continue to cause sorrow for others, there will have to be a lot of punishment. and secondly, your status will be destroyed. Don't do anything against the law. The father explains that your activity is not good. The father shows you the way to earn an income, but then whether you follow that or not, it is in your fortune. After experiencing punishment, everyone has to return to the land of peace. The status would be destroyed and you wouldn't receive anything. Many come here, but it is a question of claiming an inheritance from the Father. Children say, "Baba, I will claim the Sun Dynasty status of heaven." This is Raja Yoga. Students claim a scholarship. Those who pass receive a scholarship. This rosary is created of those who claim a scholarship. To the extent that someone passes, he accordingly receives a scholarship. This rosary is created. The number of those who claim a scholarship grows gradually until there are thousands of them. A royal status is a scholarship. Those who study well cannot remain incognito. Many new ones go ahead of the old ones. Many daughters come and say that they like this study very much, and they promise that after they have completed their worldly education, they will engage themselves in this study and that they will make their lives like a diamond. They say, "We will earn our true income and claim our inheritance for 21 births." They have so much happiness. They understand that if they don't claim this inheritance now, they can never claim it. They are interested in studying. Some don't have the slightest interest in understanding anything. Even some old ones don't have as much interest as the new ones. It is a wonder. It would be said that according to the drama, it is not in their fortune. So what can even God do? The teacher will continue to teach you. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. To hide your weaknesses is to deceive yourself. Therefore, never deceive yourself. 2. In order to make your fortune elevated, don't do anything against the law. Have an interest in studying. Do the service of making others similar to yourself. Blessing. May you make your awareness powerful by taking the help of Amrit Vela and with the sustenance of Srimat become an embodiment of remembrance. If you want to make your awareness powerful and become an embodiment of remembrance, then understand the value of the time of Amrit Vela. Just as you have Srimat, in the same way, understand the time and move along according to that time, and you will then easily be able to attain all attainments and become free from having to work hard. By moving along while understanding the importance of Amrit Vela, you will perform every action according to its importance. At that time there is special silence, and so you can easily make your awareness powerful. Slogan. Those who become conquerors of Maya by having remembrance and doing altruistic service are constantly victorious. Avyakt signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Let the language of all of you Brahmins together be of avyakt feelings. Let it be as though souls are speaking to angels or souls. For this, neither take, even in your thoughts, anyone's mistakes that you may have heard of, nor enable others to do so. When your stage is like this, the pure hopes of the Father for the gathering will then become practical, and the Father will be revealed through you. Om Shanti.